wanted to pray today. There's lots of people that I've reached out, especially over the last few weeks, that are getting diagnosis. Lots of you diagnosis of cancer. And being a cancer survivor, thriver, I'm cancer-free now. Thank you, Jesus. I know what that's like to get that call. Hearing the words, you have cancer. The trauma it can cause. The hopelessness it can give. The doubt, the worry that can set in. And I'm here to tell you today what God will do for one, he'll do for another. Just as I'm cancer-free, will he not do the same for you? We just need to know, who are we putting our trust in? And my question to you today is, who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you? When someone asks you that question, what is your immediate response that you don't even have to think about it? Who is Jesus to you? If you believe he is your king, your healer, your restorer, your friend, your God, your everything, if he's the one who gives you life, gives you breath, he's the one who gives you hope, he's the one that you wake up in the morning for, if he's the one that you want to please, he's the one that you want to follow, he is the one, he is the way, he's the truth, he's the life, if he is your everything, if he is your Lord, if he is the Lord of your life, if he is your Savior, then won't he heal you? Won't he give you freedom? Won't he give you peace that surpasses any understanding? He will. He will. That's the kind of God he is. He's the God of hope. He's the God of restoration. He's the God of love. He's the God of peace. He is the God of comfort and kindness and compassion. He is gentle. He is a good God. So right now, if you've been diagnosed with anything like that over the last few weeks, or even at any time, Lord, right now, we just break that spirit of trauma that's come over these people, that label given them, whether it's cancer or some other disease or illness that they've been labeled with. We remove that label and we come out of agreement with it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I just speak to their bodies complete healing and wholeness, that they go back into perfect kingdom order right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that you're restoring them all the way down to the cellular level, that you're doing a complete supernatural blood transfusion from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Lord, washing over any iniquity, any illness, anything that is not working properly, Lord, and you're putting it back to perfect order right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, that they just picture that they are just in a receiving position to say, yes, I receive. Yes, I receive it. Yes, I receive it. Believe it and receive it. Lord, I thank you that you are doing a mighty work in them right now. You're doing a mighty work. Any generational illnesses that have come in, Lord, we break that right now, never to go any further. And we thank you that their immune systems are boosted, that no sickness, germ, illness, nothing can come anywhere. Nothing can come near them and harm them. And I thank you for life over them, Lord. Abundant life, as your word says. I speak life to them. I speak life to their body, to their cells, to their organs. I speak life to their minds right now, that their minds are bound to the mind of Christ. That they have eyes to see and ears to hear only you, Lord, and only your voice. Lord, I thank you for their complete healing and restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If that was for you, say, I receive it, and then say, thank you, Jesus. Now walk in your healing. It's for you.